anniversary of there being a formal Hebrew congregation here in the county town. And it's a celebration of it, which has just been published by means of a new book compiled by my first guest and his wife. It's called A Taste of Jewish Northampton, and it incorporates not only a series of articles by members of the Jewish community, but also a host of Jewish recipes as well, including offerings by the Prime Minister, David Cameron, and the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. More of that in a moment or two. The name Don Rainbow will be known to many people for many, many days. But how do you know of the name of Don Rainbow? Will it be through his flights and travel business? Maybe it would be the carpet business, which used to be right across the road from us here in Abingdon Street. I remember seeing the vans and I remember the bus, all of which is immortalised in the book alongside lots of other stories besides. Don Rainbow is with me in the studio right now. Don, good afternoon.
Hello there.
And may I say, just before we go any further, thank you for wearing the tie. Every colour in the rainbow in there as well. I would not have expected any less of you.
Well, as I say, I didn't choose my name, but I use it to a colourful advantage.
And you've done it very well, over many, many years as well.
You can't see the socks.
Well, I did see the belt when you walked in. Let's leave it at that, shall we? Why did you decide that putting a book together would be a good way to mark the 125th anniversary of the Hebrew congregation?
That wasn't me. There was a committee in being, and they decided they wanted to write a book of Jewish recipes to celebrate, and then they got the lottery people involved, and it ended up that the chairman of the committee was having an operation, and she got me involved to just help along. And I'm not very good at delegating, so I just decided to do the book myself, and we just got other people to send in recipes and to send in articles, and we've tried putting it together as much as I can remember over the last 50 years. The more you read, the more you think you could have put in, and when we cut it to 220 pages, it was very difficult.
And it's a beautifully produced book, actually. It's got a great image on the front. It's got the Guildhall on the front and a soup bowl holding the Guildhall. It's a well-produced book. It's the sort of book where you don't necessarily need to read it cover to cover. In fact, it's almost two books in one, because you've got the stories of people of the Jewish community from the earliest days of the Jewish community in Northamptonshire. And then it's a recipe book at the back. There are some fascinating recipes in there as well. I mean, how did you compile which recipes went in?
The recipes aren't me. I'm not a cook. I don't even know where the kitchen is at home, as my wife will tell you. But we're very impressed with a local chap who is the son-in-law of a member of the community. He works in Milton Keynes in an art gallery. And the cover came, we had three covers from three different designers, one from the university, and this one, the book doesn't live up to the cover. The cover is brilliant. Some of this stuff inside is good, some of it is not so good, but the bits I've done are the not so good.
I think you're hiding your light under a bushel a little bit there. The work of the book, you say that you're a doer, and absolutely you are a doer, a former tradesman here in Northamptonshire. In fact, what was it, you got to the age of 75 and were still working, not for yourself in this instance, but working in the HR department for a business that had no idea you were at the age of 75. When they found out you were 75, that was curtains. But up to that point, you just carried on working and working.
I enjoyed it. I like selling. I've always been a salesman ever since I left, while I was at school even. It was unfortunate I got sacked, because nobody at head office realised I was that age, and the insurance people started getting difficult. It's probably a bit easier now, but you can't insure people over 75 easily in a furniture shop.
It's good head of hair he's got, I hasten to add. That would not have hurt you in any way, shape or form. You are a doer. It is something to do with the Jewish community. You are a community of doers and business folk, a strong community. That comes across in the book from the areas in which business has been done in Northamptonshire, and indeed since the actual congregation set up in 1888.
I'm not particularly religious, but nor my parents, but they taught me that I ought to try and marry a Jewish girl. So when we came to Northampton and there was very little for the youngsters to do, we set up the Younger JNF and we got people going from Northampton. There were a lot of 18-year-olds in those days, 16 to 20-year-olds in those days, and we took them to parties and things in Birmingham, Leicester, Nottingham, Sheffield, even went up to Liverpool and Manchester, and we got them introduced to each other, and touch wood, we've had quite a few good weddings. They haven't all reached 50 years yet, but we're going that way.
When you moved to the area, it was to be halfway between the in-laws, because I think your family were in London, Felicity's family were in Birmingham. Was it just happenstance that Northampton happened to be slap bang in between between the two, and it suited you?
Well, we looked from a business point of view at both Luton and Bedford, but the rents were horrendous. So we found a little shop here that was for sale in Bridge Street. Then that fell through, and we ended up on the Wellingborough Road. But it was a good fun. The Wellingborough Road in those days, it's coming back now, was quite busy. But when I came here, Gold Street was the main street. We hadn't got the shopping centre we've got now. And Marks and Spencer's, Woolworths and all those were right down the bottom of Gold Street. It's changed a lot over 50 years.
And when you arrived 50 years ago, how strong was the sense of there being a Jewish community? How important was it to you as newcomers to that community?
It was much stronger than it is today. Because I didn't know anybody in the town, I spoke to the local bank manager and asked him for a youngish, I was 27, a youngish accountant, a youngish solicitor. He sent me one, a solicitor, who later turned out to be interested in witches and covens, and we got out of him pretty quickly. That was in Wood Street, which is now gone. I looked in the phone directory and saw that there was a Northampton Hebrew congregation. I rang, and a Mr. Jerry Maisels was very friendly, invited me down there, met his wife and daughter, and he lumbered me collecting blue boxes. In those days, most Jewish families had a blue box which was raising money for Israel. Before Israel was even started, they used to do that. And I used to go around collecting them, and that way I met a lot of people. Very interesting, including people like the Engels and the Bernsteins and the Wolfs, and a lot of that ran this town in many ways.
Well, yes, and when you look at some of the names which are detailed in the book, and many of them have offered their own contributions to the book as well, when you look at those names, it is an illustrious history of business, and in all kinds of different sectors. Obviously, you were in the retail sector, but you've got solicitors, accountants, you've got Marks and Spencer's down the road, which has got its own Jewish connections, of course. All kinds of Jewish connections here in Northampton and Northamptonshire. Do you have any idea how important to the economy the Jewish community has been over the years?
A lot in those days, but most of the people that ran those factories, like the Bernsteins, Wolfs and others, are all over 80 now, or no longer with us. And it's gone. I mean, we had the Sippins running three or four cinemas at one time. Apart from listers, there were accountants. The shops in the main street, if you went down Abingdon Street and Gold Street in those days, there were 8 or 10 shops run by Jewish people. The market in those days, markets which was very busy, used to have quite a lot of Jewish youngsters working there, pretty long hours, and the market seems to have changed completely. But the attitude was to work, and if you couldn't get a job, you started your own business.
That work ethic is a very good maxim for life. It's a very good way to get youngsters in a certain direction and moving in a certain direction. Generation after generation, that's a trademark of owner-operators, and most of our economy is based on people who have their own
business.
You listen
to people like Philip Green, and then you see his daughters running this, and his family are all involved, or Alan Sugar and those sort of people. You don't have to like them, but they do hard work.
And if that ethic